The Seward Chamber of Commerce is considering ways to make the Mount Marathon race safer in the wake of two tragedies during this year's July 4th race. Over the weekend, the state troopers suspended the search for missing runner Michael Lemaitre. He was last seen near the top of the race course, and well-known mountain runner Matt Kenny remains in an induced coma because of brain swelling at an Anchorage hospital after taking a bad fall near the end of the race. Cindy Clock is executive director of the Seward Chamber of Commerce, which hosts the race. She says the chamber is not considering canceling Mount Marathon.
This was the 85th running of the race. So it's a very historic, solid race. Of course, whenever anything happens, I mean, people are going to say, well, what can we do to prevent that?
Clock says runners have suffered broken bones and heat exhaustion in the past, and the two incidents during this year's race are by far the worst in Mount Marathon's long history. She has been fielding suggestions over the past several days about how to make the race safer, including turning around runners who don't make good time to the halfway mark and having volunteers sweep the course.
I'm sure there will be lots of ideas discussed at future committee meetings. Just because we all love this race, and we just don't want to see anything like this ever happen to anybody again.
While the state troopers have stopped looking for Lemaitre, the Seward Fire Department is continuing the search. Fire Chief Dave Squires says 17 people were on the mountain today. He says all of his theories on what might have happened to Lemaitre have been blown out of the water.
This is the longest search that we've had on Mount Marathon. Period, whether it be a racer or a recreational hiker. Usually we get people down 5-6 hours.
Doctors are hoping to bring injured runner Matt Kenny out of his induced coma in a few days to begin assessing the extent of his brain injury. Kenny also suffered from other injuries, including a compound fracture to his right leg. Brad Prokoski is a close friend of Kenny's and a spokesman for his family.
We've been reassured that Matt's he's a young man. He's a very fit and healthy man, and he's got a lot going for him. So, you know, it's very hard to sit back and wait and know that you can't make something happen the way you want it to. But, you know, it's a good exercise in faith and hope.
Kenny was injured in an especially tricky section of the course that has competitors descending a wet, steep rock face. Prokoski says Kenny was very familiar with the course and was running the race for the 8th time. Prokoski himself is a 20-time Mount Marathon finisher and 6-time champion, and he is adamant that the Mount Marathon course shouldn't change.
Because of its higher levels of technicality and its toughness is what draws us to it. You know, things happen. And it's unfortunate, but we know the risks, and we go up there, you know, because we cherish the exhilaration that comes out of being up there.
Kenny has medical insurance, but with uncovered expenses mounting, the family has set up a Wells Fargo fund to accept donations. It's called the Matt Kenny Donation Fund, and contributions can be made at any Wells Fargo branch.